Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Terminology in Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI in the Generative AI for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore essential terms such as models, training data, and neural networks, as well as the differences between generative AI and discriminative AI. Additionally, we will discuss common applications of these terminologies to help contextualize their importance. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to define key terms in generative AI and understand their relevance in various applications. Main content essential terms: models, training data, neural networks. Generative AI is built upon several foundational concepts that are essential to understanding its applications. Models are mathematical representations that are trained to understand and generate data. In the context of generative AI, models learn from existing data to create new, similar outputs. Common models include generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs. These models generate content, from images to text, by learning the underlying patterns in the data they are trained on. Training data refers to the datasets used to train these models. This data is crucial because the quality and quantity of training data directly impact the model's performance. The better the training data, the more accurate and relevant the generated outputs will be. For instance, if a model is trained on images of cats, it will learn to generate images that resemble those cats, capturing their features and characteristics. Neural networks are a type of model inspired by the human brain. They consist of interconnected nodes or neurons that process data in layers. In generative AI, neural networks help in learning complex patterns from the training data, allowing the model to generate new content. For example, a neural network might learn to create artwork by analyzing thousands of paintings, thereby producing its unique art style. Differences between generative AI and discriminative AI. Understanding the distinction between generative AI and discriminative AI is crucial for grasping their applications. Generative AI focuses on creating new data points. It learns the underlying distribution of a dataset and can generate new samples that resemble the training data. This type of AI is often used in applications such as image generation, text generation, and even music composition. On the other hand, discriminative AI aims to classify or label existing data. It learns the boundary between different classes within a dataset. For instance, a discriminative model might be trained to recognize whether an image contains a cat or a dog based on labeled examples, focusing on distinguishing features rather than creating new data. To illustrate, think of generative AI as a painter who can create original artworks, while discriminative AI is like an art critic who evaluates and categorizes existing artworks. Common applications of terminology. The terminology we've covered plays a vital role in various applications of generative AI across different industries. In marketing, generative models can create personalized content tailored to individual consumer preferences. For example, an AI model can generate product descriptions or email campaigns based on customer data, enhancing engagement and conversion rates. In art and design, artists are using generative models to create unique pieces. For instance, tools like DALL-E generate images based on textual descriptions, allowing designers to visualize concepts rapidly. Moreover, in the music industry, AI can create new compositions that mimic the style of famous musicians. This application not only aids artists in brainstorming but also offers listeners new music that resonates with their tastes. The versatility of generative AI terminology and concepts highlights its significance in countless applications, driving innovation and creativity. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered key terminology in generative AI, including models, training data, and neural networks. We also explored the differences between generative AI and discriminative AI, along with practical applications of these concepts. By understanding these terms, you are now better equipped to navigate the landscape of generative AI and apply these concepts in various contexts. Reflection questions. How would you explain the importance of quality training data in the performance of a generative AI model? Can you identify a specific application of generative AI in a field of your interest and discuss its potential impact? What is the primary difference between generative AI and discriminative AI? And why is this distinction important for developers? Word count: 1,006 words.